Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today.
Yay!
Okay, so to cap off the week, we
Friday,
are doing...
top 10. Yeah, it's a Friday!
It's a Friday, yes! Right? So we have our top 10 for today. Let's give you our topic senders. Topic senders.
Patrick Starlord.
And Boy Bakal.
Boy Bakal! Yay,
thank you, guys. So today, we are doing the top 10. Dapat ngayon, just for today, dapat nag 6-hour series ka. Dapat nandito siya ng 6 a.m. Para sa kanya to. Hashtag, ano ang tinatago ko?
The question is, do we really want to know?
Actually, no, parang what we don't know won't implicate us in court.
Tsaka won't hurt us, di ba? Kasi baka pag nalaman mo na yung secrets niya, yeah, you never know.
I had to Google abetting a crime. So, what it entails before you are charged with aiding and abetting a crime. Let's give you some examples. Ano ang tinatago ko? The skeletons in my closet. No, really. Literally, the skeletons in my
Yan
closet.
Yan na nga. Kala ko ba, 8 pa siya. Bakit yung example?
Yun nga eh. Wala tayong magagawa dyan. And, alam mo yung parang, you know, it is an idiom when you say skeletons in your closet, basically. Parang
your secrets.
Yeah, the things that you don't want
your
other
deep,
people
dark
to find
secrets.
Out. But every now and then, you'll cross paths with somebody who has literal skeletons.
Oh my
like
God.
Human remains in their closet.
That's like a true crime documentary waiting to happen.
Like if you watched Pose.
Oh my God, yes.
There was like literally a dead body in a suitcase. Dehydrated, diba? Parang ganun. I don't know how they were able to fit a body in a suitcase.
I cannot.
And it's based on a true story.
Yep.
It's based on an actual case where...
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I found out that it was based on a true story.
And it's so funny because that was one of the reasons why I kind of like... Medyo natabangan ako sa season 2. Because I felt like it was too ridiculous already. And specifically that scene. I was like, this is ridiculous. I mean... This is never going to happen in real life. Tas malaman lang ko.
Based on a true
story. It was
story.
Based on a true story. Like, how is life even stranger than fiction?
I know, right?
It's ridiculous. How can something like that happen in real life?
But in the case of Pose, yung nangyari kasi doon, you know, it was unplanned.
It was an accident.
It just so happened na yun, you know, things just turned
out. Got carried away.
Yeah, horribly, but... Mas nakakatakot yun nga yung nag-iipon ng literal skeletons in the closet
ay,
just because,
naman.
You know, that's what they find fun.
And, you know, like usually when you catch yung mga ganyan, mga serial killers, lalo na the really scary ones, the ones who keep trophies in their homes. Remember si ano?
Si Joe.
Jeffrey Dahmer. No, like, let's talk about
life.
Real ones. Jeffrey Dahmer, when they finally got to his house, when they... I won't continue the sentence, huh? When they opened his, like really big freezer. Alam mo yung pang, ano? Alam mo yung pang grocery? Yung pahaba, imbes na patayo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Usually the freezer you keep in the garage, diba?
Yes.
The second freezer.
Mm-hmm. Yun na lang. Let's put an ellipsis there. When they opened his freezer, ..
No.
I'm telling you. It's so scary. Okay, next. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung actual amount that I've spent on merch. pwede nang pambili ng condo.
Oh, wow.
And alam mo yung, even if let's say, di ba usually you would hide this from your wife, from your husband, from jowa. Kasi nga parang, siyempre they'll get angry, di ba? But there are also cases na even if you're single, you don't want people to know because you know that they will judge you. Na parang, halaka.
What are you doing,
what are
with,
you
your
doing
life?
With your life? Why are you spending it on blank? Well, whatever blank is. Diba? Like, it's not something you want people to know because you're, to a degree, you're ashamed of it. Because
you alam kind mo naman, of know that you're going overboard.
Yeah.
You're aware.
I mean, I'm the one talking here. I know what I'm talking about. Like, alam mo na nandun pa rin syempre yung, look, this is my money. This is the money that I work for. So if this is my passion, it's my business what I spend it on. But you also know that I could feel the same amount of happiness with the collection with maybe like 50% of what I've bought.
Right.
I don't have to buy that much. Kahit kalahatiin mo yan, kahit i-1/4 mo yan, it'll still be a substantial collection.
Oh my God.
And I would still be happy.
I can't imagine. I mean, you're a fangirl a lot of times, but I don't see myself ever going overboard with merch spending.
I know so many people who pre-pandemic bought a lot of branded stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then post-pandemic, you know, they were pretty open about it. You know, and they're like, I don't know what I was thinking. I really shouldn't have bought any of these.
But the thing is,
parang nakikita mo bigla yung value nung
mga pinagagastos mo. Hindi, kasi
nataghirap.
For me, I would probably more likely to spend on expensive, like luxury goods, ganyan,
okay,
than merch. Kasi I think, for me, if it's something I'll use, if it's something, you know, for me that I will be able to maximize, alam mo yun, though same naman, ganun naman din yung feeling kapag bumili ka ng merch, diba? Parang feeling mo, obviously, it's something for you, diba? For your happiness. Pero just personally speaking, I would rather spend my money on me than like the idols I love. I'm sorry, I love you, Madonna, and I love you, LVP, but I can only go so far. Like, I would still have
alam
to
mo,
spend more
kasi,
on myself.
Ang difference kasi, for kunyari, like, yung mga collectors, or the ones who are really, like, into merch, feeling nila, yung mga binibili nilang merch, is for them.
Yun nga,
it's
yeah, like I
para,
said.
Para siyang handbag.
Yun, so, it's for your own happiness.
Hindi mo siya nagagamit.
Uh-huh.
Pero even though it's just sitting on your shelf, parang feeling mo nagagamit mo siya.
Correct.
In some weird way, nagagamit mo siya.
Yun. Parang yun talaga yung hilig
yun
mo.
Yun talaga,
diba?
Yun eh. Oo.
Para mo siyang i-categorize separately from clothing, accessories, jewelry,
diba, even
handbag,
when people
shoes,
nga say, even when people
merch.
Say, sana ikinain mo na lang yan sa pagkain mo na lang. Linagay yung food mo. Pero for some people, it's like, in some twisted way, it is the same. There's a logic na parang, yeah, parang siyang food. Kasi like, it nourishes me on a different level.
Tsaka,
not on a physical level.
Alam mo yung parang, I'd rather eat basic food and spend on
and have
hard
this
to find merch than spend on like, extravagant restaurants or whatever.
Yeah.
Pero, wala man ako pambili ng merch. No shade, pero
no shade.
I mean, kanya-kanyang trip yun. And it's your money. You should be able to spend it any way you want to.
Nag-gray area lang talaga. For me, in my personal experience with my statue collection, naging gray area lang talaga na it is my money, but how much of my money should I spend on this?
On this. Yun nga eh.
Dun talaga magkakatalo eh, na parang there is such a thing as overspending on something. And have you reached that line?
Right. Ikaw ba, kunyari, merch? Kasi yung statues parang medyo related din to merch, diba? Like, syempre, if you're a fan of a particular, I don't know, universe, diba? Parang puro yung ganun yung statue na kinokollect mo, right?
Yeah.
So technically, parang merch din siya.
True.
But I'm talking about the stuff that you're passionate about. Kunyari si PA, maglabas siya ng, I don't know, PA dolls na limpak-limpak. Ano? Molded?
Ang tanong, ilan? ilan ang bibiling ko, di ba? Hindi yan tanong na kung bibili ako, ilan ang bibiling ko.
Sa bagay, kung gano'n naman yung merch, hello. Ako din, add to car.
When can you deliver?
Pero yun nga, iba-iba talaga ng trip eh.
Oo eh.
Napaka-gray area nga ng merch.
You know, I can't do merch for like...
Oh, yeah, Jungkook. You're a fan of Jungkook?
Yeah.
But see, you only go so far.
Here's the thing. I would buy a statue of Jungkook. Gets? Yung parang hindi din ako merch like...
You like collect would, like mga ano, mga
dolls. It would
dolls
still have to be items that I still like buying.
Right. I get it.
So
yeah.
For example, I have been looking forever for a Jungkook backpack. Because mm-hmm. I'm a backpack kind of mm-hmm. guy. Or a Jungkook statue because I collect statues. But if you tell me na I'll buy a Jungkook, I don't know, yung mga knick-knack that you put on the table, probably not. I'd probably skip.
Yeah.
Parang that's more cluttery for me. Pero if it's like a... Remember I was looking for a Jungkook hoodie?
Yes, kasi you'll be able to
because
use
I
it.
Because I wear hoodies every single day.
True.
So, medyo ganun ako. Pero pag kunyari... It's the like I'm into statues.
Mm-hmm.
It can be anything. I'd buy a statue of the Avengers. I'd buy a statue of Jungkook. I'd buy a statue of I don't know, like Squid
Madonna.
Game. Madonna. I would. If there was like a really good statue
of
Madonna.
Oh my God,
pag
may statue pala ni Madonna,
it.
Lagi mo na akong bisita sa bahay.
Pero feeling ko hindi yung statue yung binibisita mo.
Siyempre may side trip. Alam mo yun, kanyari, excuse ko, Chico, I want parang, to see the Madonna statue.
I want to see the Madonna statue. Tapos parang, ba't para isang oras ka na dito, hindi mo pa pinupuntahan yung statue ko? So, ano ba talaga yung pakay? Tapos kakanta kita ng, ang sanhi po ng pagparito.
Mamas ko lang naman eh. Pero no, I mean, yun nga, yung iba naman, di ba, ang merch na kinokollect nila, basta hard to find.
Yeah.
Gusto
yes.
nila.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Parang the challenge is what really...
Pero it's the genre that you like. Like, remember my kwento before, yung siya naman watch.
Uh-oh.
So kung yun ang passion mo, then you're going to try to look for the hard to find watches. For me, I was into statues. I am into statues. It's the hard to find statues.
Right.
So yung mga into like branded bags.
Hard to find branded bags.
Yung mga hard
bags.
To find branded bags. I remember these artistas that I would see on Twitter. This specific artista was really into like branded bags. Nakakatawa siya. Like nag-tweet siya.
Mm.
Looking for ganito. This really hard to find bag.
I think I know this.
Ganitong color, ganitong ganyan. Tapos like minutes later. She's like, thank you guys. I found it now.
Ito ba yung hard to find Birkin?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Diba? Tapos very specific yung color kasi limited edition siya. Yeah. Only X number of these items are mm-hmm. out in the market. And she was like desperate to find one. But yun, mga gan, I know how that feels like.
Tsaka depende rin kasi talaga sa budget mo eh. I guess pag palaki ng budget mo, pamahal ng pamahal din yung mga stuff that you collect.
And that was the problem. Like, to be honest, like with statues, it started out, when I started, yung 1/4 was more or less nasa 16 to 18K.
Yeah.
And then, now, if I were to check it out, like, it would be, like, the cheapest you'll find would be like 30K
plus. Oh my
plus.
God.
The cheapest.
Oh my God.
Like, it'll go much higher depending on the quality of
oh, damn!
So
and how many of those do you have?
So, sabi ko, now, it's like that. So, pero that's also part of the reason why, like, I was really parang medyo, pre-pandemic, medyo papatigil na rin talaga ako.
Uh-uh.
And I went from, let's say, 100%, siguro nasa ano na ako, mga 60, 70?
Yeah.
Tapos, because of the pandemic, oh yun, naging zero. Kasi nga, hello.
Grabe
times
zero,
are,
no?
Times parang are tough, oo.
Ano, cold turkey talaga.
Pero to be fair nga, I was on my slowdown. I think it would have been more difficult if I had to stop at
baka
the
nag-yo-yo
peak.
Ka pa kung sakali.
Baka nag-yo-yo pa ako. And ano ang tinatago ko? Yung feelings ko para sa parent ng student ko.
Hello?
Like imagine yourself a teacher.
Oh, wow.
And you found a parent of a student attractive. Like, even if you're not going to do something about it, it's not something you want people to know.
Oh, man.
Because it's just so many levels of inappropriate.
Oh man.
Right?
But is it really
But you're human.
That bad? Is it that inappropriate? Because you don't work together.
No, you don't. Pero alam mo yon, gets. Like,
you don't have a direct relationship, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you think about it, pwede mo i-explore yun eh. Pero gets ko kung ba't mo itatago. Like sa co-teachers mo, syempre mo sasabihin.
Right,
or
right.
Sa student mo, na anak niya, di mo sasabihin. Mm-mm. Kasi things will be awkward. But, you know, it's something that can actually go somewhere. Like, di mo naman estudyante yun forever eh.
Well, that's true. Pero still, gets.
Pero madaming ganyang plots sa mga movies
madami,
and series ha.
Madami. Well, if it's a little bit more PG-13, single yung dad. Pero pag medyo rated R, hindi single yung dad. Nandun pa yung mom.
Guess what my movie rating
choices
is.
Kasi diba, like it makes it, well, let's say it's a harmless crush. Harmless crush.
Uh-uh.
I mean, obviously you will find people, hello, so many celebrities who are married, crush natin, diba? So, you know, it doesn't mean anything. But when it's like a real life thing,
oh,
and
yeah.
It's the parent of your student,
that's another story.
It's another story altogether. And another example, ano ang tinatago ko? Yung identity ng jowa kong celeb. Kasi masisira ang love team nila.
Oof!
Oh.
Kala ko ba si Rika lang yung... si Rika lang yung hinahanap natin at 6:39. Bakit tong example na to? Parang
ano, no? Kumbaga, naghalo ang puti sa decolor.
Parang kailangan na natin ng complete KNK.
Oo. Oo, no? Gusto mong kompletuhin natin. One last example, ha? Ano ang tinatago ko na hindi ko talaga crush si Pia Wurtzbach? Gusto kong magising Pia Wurtzbach.
Bakit sa atin inspired yung mga examples?
Di ba ikaw, mahilig ka? Gusto mo sumali na Miss Universe?
Wala
diba?
Ako sinabing crush ko si Pia. Never ko naalala na sinabi kong crush ko si Pia.
Ah, di ba?
Sino ba?
Baka si Rita. Hindi,
ang alam ko example na para sa akin dyan, malamang yung sa teacher.
Yung sa teacher? Oo nga, no?
Although,
hindi
naman ako teacher and hindi naman ako, alam mo yun?
Hindi, kasi ako dun sa merch.
Ay, hindi ako pala dun sa merch din.
Oh, diba? O, yun. That's
para
what I mean.
Safe. Oh,
baka ito
safe.
Lang yung hiwala.
Hindi, baka ibang PA kasi yung sinasabi mo.
Hindi naman to PA, PW to.
Hindi, diba? Pia Alonzo, diba?
Pau. Ay, kasi PAW eh.
Wurtzbach! Podcast.
Hindi kasi Pia P. Alonzo A. Wurtzbach W. Kaya, pre-announce ko lang.
Ano yung kasi ano? May saying dito na nababagay. Hindi ko maalala specifically.
Foot in mouth?
Hindi. Yung ang isda na huhuli sa sariling something.
Tulak ng bibig, kabig ng
bibig. Sige, let's go with that. That's apt. Let's go with that.
Ay, 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 ay.
Ano, lalong pinipigil, lalong nang gigigil.
Okay, let's stop there, ha? Kung ano pang salawi kayo nang lumabas dito. Wag na. Okay, so the top 10. Ano ang tinatago ko? Delix pala itong topic.
Wala na. Wala ka nang tinatago at this point.
I know, right? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ano ang tinatago ko in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The first one, let's thank our topic senders, Patrick Starlord and Boy Bakal, for the topic, ano ang tinatago ko? Let's start off with the Patrick Starlord at number 10. Na once in a green moon, o mas malala pa yun sa blue moon,
uh-huh.
Lang ako maglinis ng apartment. So ayaw niya nag-i-invite ng tao sa condo niya or sa apartment niya. Kasi nga parang, it's a pigsty.
Oh, dang. You know, the last time that I actually successfully cleaned my whole place was probably 2 months ago. No, but I've been cleaning consistently.
Right.
It's just that, I don't know, for some reason, I don't seem to get the same energy that I used to have. Na kaya ko to do my cleaning for like 10 hours straight and basically
Lord.
Clean from top to bottom. But lately, it's more like, you know, I'll clean one spot and then I'll just forget about the rest. I'll do that tomorrow. Naging, ano siya, naging ganun siya na parang, okay, today, bathroom, tomorrow, living room,
but
kitchen.
At least, di ba? At least na dadaanan mo siya.
Yeah, but then kasi may mga certain spots na hindi na madumi, magulo is more like
right,
it. Like,
right.
You know, with stuff on the floor, minsan natamad kang pulutin. And for me kasi, yun, it's either super malinis or it, I don't know, nagsistart siya na super malinis and then it gets to that point na biglang messy na naman.
Right.
So I find it so hard to maintain it, you know, in the way that I want it to be.
Yeah.
Sobra siyang hirap.
Si
Sobra siyang hirap.
Well, kasi like,
may routine
like non-stop.
Siya eh.
Di siya ka-araw-araw.
Non-stop talaga? Araw-araw talaga?
Araw-araw. Meron lang siyang general, ano na, ito, mag-vacuum ako today. Pero everyday, ano na, magpupunas siya. And, tsaka nakakatawa siya. Like, pag naglalakad-lakad siya sa condo, one foot is barefoot. The other foot, nakapatong sa basahan.
Para siyang machine.
Yeah, para siyang ano, Roomba.
Human Roomba.
I kid you not. Naglalakad-lakad siya talaga na may basahan yung isang
alam mo, pa. Giftan mo siya nung chinelas
na. Gusto niya yun.
May ganun, diba?
I promise chinelas you, na. Gusto niya yun.
Panglinis din.
Na merong parang furry stuff
yes.
sa ilalim.
Yes. Oh my God.
Ay,
oh
nako,
my God.
Pag binilan mo siya nun,
plus points. Brownie
Uh-oh.
Points.
Ay, nako, I tell you.
Uso yun. Pero, gets ko. And if you really wanna keep your place clean, ganon. Dapat talaga, meron kang routine of, and I noticed na sobrang laking bagay when you pick up after yourself talaga. Every day. Kasi tamarin
yes.
ka lang ng 2 days, ang gulo na. And then you're like, oh my
Totoo
God.
Yan.
And then it becomes like, such a tall order na to finish everything.
Yeah.
Sabi nila, diba, the secret is, always put whatever you took back to its original place. That's how you keep a place clean. So, if you needed to use your scissors to cut something, right after you use it, don't just
Bring
put
it,
it somewhere.
Yeah.
Put it back where you got it.
Ako
from.
Ganyan naman ako. Like, kasi Baby Well tends to like just clean everything all the time.
Yeah.
Ako yung, you can't just clean it. You have to put it back where it is. Kasi parang scavenger hunt sometimes when we're looking for like scissors or something.
Yeah.
Like today it's on the tocador, the next day it's on the bookshelf.
Uh-oh.
The next day it's on the yung ganon.
Yeah. That's why they say everything has to have like its proper place.
Yeah.
In your place.
Number 9 from Memski. Ano ang tinatago ko? Secret mo. Not because I'm trustworthy. Lalabas ko yan. When I use it as a weapon.
Ooh, in due time.
In due
honey.
Time. Like if we're good, I'm good. But in case I need to, I will use it.
You know, I want to be that kind of person, but I'm just not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes in my fantasy, I am that horrible. I'm that evil villain. Maybe I mean, I could be pretty villainous, but not in that sense.
Not in that sense. Kasi like ako, sometimes it's frustrating. Because if you're a tattletale, if you're lousy at keeping secrets, everybody will know.
Yeah.
If you're great at keeping secrets, nobody will know. How will they know that you're keeping the secret? Because you kept it.
True.
Diba?
True.
Because I realize, I'm like, I actually hold so many secrets that I've never told anyone. And I'm like, I'm actually an excellent secret keeper. But nobody knows. Because I've never told the secrets.
You're the Gretchen Wieners of TMR.
Who's that?
In Mean Girls.
Ah, okay.
That's why her hair is so big. It's
yes.
full of secrets.
Secrets, yes, yes, yes. Tama, tama. Yeah, yeah, I remember her now. Hindi totoo. Like, I really don't. Alam mo ba, even friends who, for example, told me something na hindi naman nila expressly sinabi sa akin na huwag sasabihin kahit kanina.
Mm.
I don't. Tapos, they assume that when they tell me something that I would tell Baby Will. Tapos magugulat na lang sila later na pag kunyari sinabi nila kay Baby, hindi ba sinabi ni Chico sa'yo na? Hindi. Sabi niya,
grabe!
But hindi, I really don't.
Even to Baby Will.
Even to Baby Will.
Wow. And,
kasi sa akin lang, parang, if you wanted to say it to
Baby Will,
you would have said it. And,
wow.
And it's your thing. It's not my thing to say. It's not my thing to tell. Chismis, yes. Like, for example, alam mo yun, yung gets, yung narinig
yeah.
mo from somebody else.
But pag sinabing secret.
Pero pag sa akin mo sinabi yourself, minsan nga hindi mo pa sinasabi na secret, I will assume na it's not mine to tell. In general.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me na parang, huwag mo sasabihin kahit kanino. Ha. Pero for example, you told me na, oh, Chico, narinig mo na ba si Rika ganyan-ganyan? Ah, talaga. Yun, parang,
wala namang ano
I can
yun
tell
eh.
other people
yeah,
about
yeah, yeah.
it because that's not...
That's not even about you.
Yeah.
Diba?
Tsaka hindi naman sa akin in-entrust, gets. Pero pag sa akin sinabi, I can't. I'm not going to tell people about it.
I wish I can say the same thing, but I used to tell my ex whenever, like, you know, my friends have things going on.
Yeah, like
I would share it to my ex.
Minsan na I feel bad for Baby Will kasi minsan clueless siya na. Kasi nga, they assumed na sasabihin ko na.
Uh-uh.
But I don't.
So, alam ko na, pag nagkaroon tayo ng Mean Girls performance,
okay.
Wow, I love it. So, you're Gretchen Wieners because you're full of secrets, not to mention, you're the richest. I'm gonna assume the role of Regina George because duh. And perfect because, you know, Regina took Katie under her wing and then Katie basically wanted to replace Regina.
Okay.
So we know who Katie Heron is.
Yes.
She's outside.
So perfect then, diba? So talaga ganito na tayo. Pwede rin tayo gumawa ng parang reboot ng...
Wait, si Marky, si ano? Karen. The IFESP. The pretty, but like...
Ito, casting couch na to, ha?
Oh, casting couch.
Hindi, perfect na rin.
Oo, sige.
Hindi, gumawa na rin tayo ng reboot ng Matilda. So, ako si Matilda.
Ikaw si Marky. Si ayaw ka. Ako si Miss Honey.
Ayaw mo, ikaw si Miss Trenchbo.
Ayaw ka. Ako si Matilda. Ano ka? Ako dapat si Matilda.
Ako si Matilda.
Pero hindi ako Matilda. Ako na lang yung ano. Ako na lang... Yung naka-pigtails. Yung pinalipad ni Miss Trunchbull.
Ay, ang cute-cute nun.
So, nanood ka na nga?
Mm-mm.
Diba, sige, super cute? Ano?
Sige, ako na nga si ano? Ako na nga si Danny DeVito. Ako na nga lang si Danny.
Pero alam mo, you give me ano? You give me Matilda energy. Pwede ka kang Matilda?
Pwede.
Matilda ka, like super bookworm, super, you know what I mean?
At saka yung ano, yung ang dami
super nerdy. Oo, tapos tahimik. Pero like,
pero,
oh my God, you are Matilda!
Pero itatapon ka sa labas ng bintana.
You are Matilda!
And that was my fantasy as a kid.
Really?
To have superpowers. Tapos specifically, not because like I wanted to be rich or I wanted to be, like to get back at my bullies.
Can you imagine?
That was really,
you
that
your
was
powers.
Really, yeah. Kasi I was tormented, to be fair to me. I was really tormented as a kid. So parang feeling ko yung ganun, yung parang without them knowing it, nagagantihan ko sila.
Yeah. I think that was the point of the movie.
Yeah.
For all the bullied kids to feel like, you know.
Empowered.
Uh-oh, pwedeng to turn things around.
Yeah, that
diba?
Was really my ano. And I also like loved a certain show when I was a kid, yung Escape the Witch Mountain.
Uh-oh.
And yung magkapatid had different powers. Yun, one of them had the power of telekinesis.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they can move things around.
Yeah, that was like one of my
brains.
All-time favorite shows na. Tapos years later, when I was like, I don't know, I think college, nakaharap ako ng copy. Tapos siniram ko and I was like bored to death. Pero nung bata ako, I
loved it.
Like, I super loved Escape to Witch Mountain?
Si Kim Richards.
Hmm?
The Bida.
I don't... You know the movie?
I know the star in the movie.
Which
the
one
witch?
Was she? Ash.
The blonde?
Siya yung witch.
I think. Or is
okay.
she the kid?
I don't know.
Kapatid ni Kyle Richards.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's reclaimed to fame.
I super love
si Kim Richards. Wait, anong title nun? Escape?
The Witch to... Mountain.
Kasi I wanna know which character.
Disney Yan.
Siya si Tia Malone. Sino si Tia Malone?
Ewan
in
ko.
Return.
Baka si Tia Pusit.
Ano siya? I think Kim Richards was the kid.
Maybe the kid. Blonde yung kid eh.
Yeah, siya.
Naka-pigtails.
Oo, siya yung kid.
Oh, siya yata yung telekinetic. Yung can move stuff with her
okay.
mind.
I
super loved it. I super loved that.
May cult following yun. Kasi, I mean, until now, may mga fanboys siya na, alam mo yun, mga ano na rin, grown up na rin.
Yeah.
Tapos, ano pa rin, like, nagpa-fanboy sa kanya.
Super. Like, I remember really loving that movie. Yung mga ganun gusto ko na movies.
Siguro yun yung Matilda of its
maybe.
Time. Diba?
Maybe. Uh-huh. I would think so. And then, number 8 from Chef Pao. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung perfected recipes ko na ilang beses kong pinag-eksperimentohan. You know, like, di ba like most of the entries is tinatago because you're ashamed of it.
Mm-mm.
Ito yung tinatago mo because it's your ace up your sleeve.
Yes, you don't want other people to get that recipe.
Yeah.
It's
like,
yours.
You know, some of the most iconic products we have, like soft drinks, fried chicken.
Gravy.
Di ba laging merong the secret recipe
yes.
that nobody... knows about
mm-hmm.
na merong ingredients na di mo alam may ganun pala
until
siya.
One of their employees you know like post something on TikTok
mga disgruntled no?
Yung mga di ba biglang nilalabas yung mga secret ingredients.
Number 7 from Queen of Deadma. Ano ang tinatago ko na hindi ikaw ang tunay na tagapagmana at nakasulat yun sa diary na nakatago sa pangalawang drawer ng tokador.
God.
You know, I've always found that because I've never watched that soap opera, whatever that soap opera was that had the diary that held all the secrets. I found it
Mara
so...
Mara Clara ata yan.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Pero like, I always found it funny as a, when I found out na yun yung plot twist.
Uh-uh.
Na parang, girl, nasa tokador lang siya. Nobody ever bothered to open it up and like
apparently not.
And like read
I mean,
it.
They wouldn't have had a show kung binuksan nila yon. So,
alam mo, first episode tapos na.
Oh, 'di ba corny naman eh. Pinapahaba nga yung ano.
Yeah. Number 6 coming from Simply Nedge. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung mga stolen pictures ni Crush na nakatago sa ilalim ng unan ko. Alam mo, I would never dare. Like siguro strangers, kasi that's sometimes what we do, kami ni Baby Will, yung sabihin ko, kunan mo, pero kunyari ako yung kinukunan mo, pero wag mo itapat sa akin, itapat mo sa kanya. Tapos,
we've all done
yan.
It, I think.
Pero pag kunyari kilal ako,
yeah.
Kunyari office mate, classmate, or whatever, or friend, tapos
yes.
sisimplehan ko, I will never dare. Ganun ako kasigura, sigurista na, if I don't want you to know that I have a crush on you, I will not risk, I will risk 0%.
Hindi ka magsa-stolen shot.
Nope.
Eh, kasi hindi mo kailangan. Parang yun nga, pag may guest, magpe-picture naman.
Hindi, tsaka. Hazel, yung ano yun. Oh, picture everyone. Oh, sige. Okay, smile. Huh. Alright. You know, might as well, you know. Can I have a picture with you?
Na one-on-one.
Why am I
thinking? Alam mo, tapos dinidilatan kami, chumupi na kayo.
Umalis na kayo. Kukurutin ko mga singit.
Ano pang tinatayo-tayo nyo dyan?
Chupi!
Tingnan mo, ikaw si Miss Transbull eh.
Diba? And number 5, coming from Maxim De Winter. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung totoo kong sweldo para di ako mautangan. And similarly, from Queen of Deadma, yung totoong sahod ko kasi lalaki ang ambag ko sa bahay pag nalaman ni Mama. Pero diba, I'm thinking, oo nga, no? Like, if they asked a specific amount based on your salary
yeah.
and you got a raise, does that mean they're going to ask for more?
Maybe they won't ask, but they might expect more. right?
Because you got raised.
I mean, baka siguro some parents would ask. Others would be too...
Wait.
Timid to ask. Uh-oh. Yeah, so they would probably just wait for you. But they would expect you to kind of increase your contribution.
Wow, okay.
I don't know kasi, like I said, hindi uso sa amin.
Ako din eh. Like, so, I've never had to give... Pero yeah, like super, I
mean, I love treating my parents, like taking them out, like, you know, paying for the dinner, mga ganon, paying for dinner, paying for whatever. But yung magbibigay during pag payday,
yeah,
hindi naman, wala namang ganon.
Yeah, me too. And number four, coming from Nero, ano ang tinatago ko? Yung double chin ko pag nagpipicture taking. Pero iba-iba tayo ng ano ha. Like iba naman yung bilbil.
Kanya-kanyang angulo lang yan.
Hindi, diba? Tsaka uh-oh, yung like I know people na pag kunyari beach photos, they'll have their hat na naka or pillow.
Right.
I know people na kahit pala hindi beach, yung kunyari like let's say you're in an apartment.
Yeah.
Pag magpipicture na nakaupo, they will put a pillow na kunyari hug nila.
Or some
mga
people,
techniques yan.
Some people put people in front of them.
Yeah.
Diba?
I know of a friend, pag picture na group pic, laging sa likod siya.
I know someone who does that also. Tapos ang style niya, parang aakbayan ka niya. Para, gets mo, aakbayan ka niya. That way, mamamaneuver ka niya dun sa position na gusto niya na pumuesto ka. Without kind of dictating na dito ka.
Kami
pero
naman,
parang ganun yung style.
Tawang-tawa kami. Kasi my photo group, so puro photographers kami, di ba? Usually, pag meron kaming landscape photo shoot, syempre may group photo, di ba? Ita-tripod na yon, tapos we'll all, ano. But then, since it's a landscape photo, ang gamit namin wide lens.
Okay.
The one that like
captures the
entire thing, right? But the problem with wide lens is, if nandun ka sa gilid, nasa-stretch ka. So lumalaki ka. So, nakakakawa
pag-wide lens. O, yung mga payat sa dulo.
Walang may gusto dun sa edge, sa dalawang edge.
Actually, kahit naman...
Nagtutulakan kami.
Kahit naman you're on the skinny side, ayaw mo pa rin. Kasi you're just gonna look weird.
You're going
like,
to look
stretched
weird.
Stretched out.
Like,
diba?
You look like a ref. Alam mo yung parang nagiging kwadrado yung itsura mo. Kasi
nag-stretch
yung itsura mo. Number three, coming from Camilo. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung mga sikreto mo na pag nalaman ng ibang tao, sigurado, tapos ang career mo.
Hello?
I'm scared of those.
Career ending?
Pero kasi, di ba, like, gets...
Yan
like,
yung mga reason ng NDA.
That is true though. And let's face it, there are also people who are like, generally, I mean, short of being criminals, generally medyo cancel-proof.
Yeah.
Like for example, Chris Pratt, we were just talking about him. How many times has he kind of like been
lagi siyang on the verge
canceled?
Eh. Hindi lagi siyang on the verge, pero like never yung actions niya, hindi laging never pa naman na naging fully cancelable, alam mo 'yun?
Hindi kasi usually it's more of like
parang no, he's no Chrissy Teigen, let's put it that way.
Yes.
'Di ba?
Oo. Kumbaga hindi siya like kunyari he committed a crime. Or let's say DUI.
Or nambully siya.
Wala pa siya namang gano'n. And sana naman wala. Pero gets. I mean like, meron, kasi for like lesser celebrities, baka, yeah, it could be career ending.
Right.
But there are people na, yun nga, regardless of how many times they've been quote-unquote cancelled, medyo they bounce back.
Oh, si Chrissy nga, di ba?
Totoo. Hindi, alam mo ba?
Kanya nga, Diyos ko, napaka-major na nung ano, pero... My gosh, her PR team, halos every day nasa page 6 siya.
Hello, you know that like it's not just the whole my gorgeous healthy daughter comment. He was trending for two reasons. Were you aware of that? If you were to click on Chris Pratt when it was trending earlier this morning, two things would have come out. The whole gorgeous healthy daughter and naging trend on Twitter.
Alin?
Yung sasabihin yung they just would come up with random Chris Pratt is now the voice of the Smurfs. Parang Chris Pratt is now the voice of ganyan.
Kasi lahat na lang.
Lahat na lang. Chris Pratt is now the voice of Naruto.
Parang, come on, wala namang iba.
Tapos, yung for me the funniest, parang, oh crap, sino nga ba yun? Basta somebody, Gal Gadot has been announced to play the evil witch?
Yeah.
In Snow White, mm-hmm. the live action Snow White. And then somebody retweeted it and then commented, why? Was Chris Pratt unavailable?
Because like, he's getting grabe. All these roles,
he's
you know?
He's getting all these roles. Tapos, okay, number two, coming from Archie Aguilar. Ano ang tinatago ko? Oh, this is a real hugot for a lot of people. My mountain of depression and disappointment. Ibaon natin yan sa ilalim ng madaming add to cart. And you deal with it in different ways.
Yeah.
For some people, they go shopping. For some people, they surround themselves with friends. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's distract yourself with something else. I don't know.
So, yeah.
Kanya-kanyang coping mechanism when it comes to these things.
Pag ganun for me, parang they don't have to cost so much. They can be just little things.
Little things
little
to
items.
Make you happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a walk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, ako, sometimes when these things hit, I go downstairs and I walk just to shake it off. Yeah, because for some people, it has to be vigorous, like a workout, or they run. Ako, literally, it's just too so dangerous for me to be, like, locked up in my condo.
Yeah.
Like, I need to see people breathe fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's that whole thing, I think. Just escaping your solitude.
Yeah. And the top, ano ang tinatago ko, comes from Ika Restaurant.
Ika Restaurant says,
ano ang tinatago ko? Yung folder ko sa laptop na labeled boring, no need to open office documents. Baka mabuksan ni Mama eh. Tsaka like for me, parang better mabuksan ng boss kesa
ng nanay mo. Oo naman.
Like parang, no, it's so awkward.
At least kapag boss mo, parang
matatawa pa nga siguro yung boss mo.
Yeah,
diba,
tutuksuhin ka lang, you know, but wala namang
or papagalitan ka.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have those
but
things.
But at least you're not embarrassed for life.
Diba? Like, I cannot. Diba? Yeah. Please, anybody but your parents.
So awkward.
And okay, so before we wrap this up, I don't know kasi if they labeled RX greets. But to Jojo or ako si Jepoy, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And thank you to his wife. He would like to thank his wife who he just married last September.
Oh, congratulations.
And also to Ael Manlogon listening from Lucena coming from Juan Remiel.
Good morning.
Hello guys.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in and watch out for TMR Taste Test happening much later on. We're so excited. We'll have a special guest on our FB Live as well later.
Yes.
So make sure to catch us, okay?
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Patrick Starlord and Boy Bakal for the topic. Hashtag ano ang tinatago ko. So, perfect. Nandito na yung inspiration for the topic for today.
Ano ba tinatago?
Yung maraming tinatago.
Parang wala naman.
Ah, wala ba?
Ay, di ilabas na natin.
Hindi.
Wala ba?
Joke lang pala.
Mm-hmm. Yung kinanto mo, kahapon.
Sige, dahil dyan.
Hindi, tama na. Top 10 na kasi.
Oh, top 10 na nga, top 10 na.
Di ba ako kumuha ng kape niyo?
Hoy, teka lang. Pinanood nyo ba?
Wait, I started.
Mamaya ako pa panoorin.
Ako pinagtsagaan ko tong Matilda.
Did you really?
Alam mo yung roll ako ng roll ng ice na Diyos ko.
Para lang like it?
Para lang pano. Hindi naman sa I didn't like it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Pero, I mean, it wasn't like great.
Kasi hindi mo pinanood nung bata ka.
Eh kaya nga. I mean, it's special kasi parang siguro if you watched it when you were a kid. Or,
yun nga, para mga yung Witch Mountain mo.
Siguro. And diba, even those movies of mine, if I watch them now as an adult, I find them insufferable.
But for me, it's not the case for Matilda. Like, I can watch it 100 times more and I would still love it.
Kasi sa akin yung effect ng Matilda, it's more heartwarming.
Yeah.
Ano yun? I know, that's
ganun lang
I definitely got that. Pero like, I'm not gonna watch it again.
Yeah.
And it's not like, It wouldn't be on top of my list.
Did you love the cake scene?
The cake scene.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But I get it. You know, like yeah, it is a
good movie for kids.
It's a feel good movie because it makes you feel good. Yeah. Pero again, diba meron siyang may reward siya at the end.
Yes. Yes.
But I did not enjoy pag nung inaapi siya. I mean, I really can't stand. You know, it's not my thing. I hate it pag inaapi yung bida.
Tapos and, yung own parents niya pa.
And 80% of the movie, inaapi siya. Mm-hmm. So, medyo it was a struggle for me to watch because I really can't stand the family.
To be fair, when I watched it again as an adult, hindi siya ganun ka-enjoyable because I just kept thinking, it's not that easy to just adopt another child and
wala,
sign the papers
and then,
no, that's it.
Like Miss Trunchbull is an effing legend, no?
Pero yun, like
mean, Lodi or
just a legendary character.
Well, yeah.
But I must say, she was such an unpleasant character, but I love her vocabulary. I love her vocabulary. We will be friends because of
oh
her vocabulary.
God.
Ang galing niya kaya. It's like she has such like for somebody who like is a horrible human being, she must be very well read.
Well, kaya nga nag-grunge siya ng school, di ba?
Grabe yung vocab niya.
Wala nang mangbubully sa'yo pagka nag-investees na kayo.
Kaya sabi ko parang, my gosh, ano, good vocabulary, doesn't like kids. Parang this reminds me of somebody.
Parang, ano, inspired.
Parang reminds me of somebody.
What did you think of the lizard scene or gecko ba yun?
Oh my God! Newt.
Pero alam mo, it super reminds me of, it's a trope. It's basically Harry Potter. The trope of Harry Potter.
Nauna ang Matilda sa Harry Potter.
Kaya nga sabi ko trope. Kasi it's a common the family's horrible. You need to escape and then you'll find, because you're special.
Yes.
You have special powers. You're like, you belong to a family of troglodytes, pero there will be a deliverance,
yes,
you know. And
in the end.
Diba? Parang like, you know, it's Naruto, it's,
tapos may
it's
magic.
Harry Potter, it's Matilda, it's... Totoo.
Diba? May powers.
Sino man nanalo kay Voldemort at kay Miss
Hello. Voldemort! Avada Kedavra lang eh. Wala na si Trunchbull.
Kay Matilda nga lang, tiklop si
Wait,
Trunchbull.
Wait, so sa Harry Potter, sino si Miss Honey? Miss Honey? Pangalan niya?
Si Miss Honey?
Oo.
Siguro.
Parang ganun na character.
Dumbledore? Or, you know,
Putokin Harry.
Si Dumbledore.
Si Dumbledore.
Yeah, I mean, that was his, ano, na parang, at saka more of like, it's the world that became his new parent.
Yeah.
It embraced him.
Mm-mm.
You know, not the world people. Of not one specific person, but it's like the wizarding world.
But did you watch Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Like all of the movies.
Yeah. But I'm not a fan because I'm not a Potterhead.
But like, if you're not a fan, I'm surprised you watched all of them. I mean, that is like 8 movies.
Oh, my.
Parang, ano, forced viewing.
But it was enjoyable for you or hindi din?
Sucks.
Gets.
And number, let me see here. 10 from Patrick Starlord. Ano ang tinatago ko? Na madami akong insurance. Dapat itago. Baka may bagbalak sa buhay ko. Lalo yung mga kamag-anak mo.
My God.
Yung mga recipient. Ano, what do you call it? Beneficiary.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Number 9 from Ika Restaurant. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung spa namin ng non-legit. Baka ma-raid eh.
Itago mo na lang.
Tago mo na lang.
Oo.
Number 8 from Maxim De Winter, na ako yung umi-entry ng mga patama sa kanya. Tapos, yung magagaling na host, babanggitin yung real name ko. Mga walang kwenta. Sasabihin mo kasi na at the start of the entry na, please don't say my real
name.
Oo
nga, ito talaga si Kuli. Si Anna.
Ay, Maxim. Nako.
Wala na.
And number 7, coming from Coco Hernandez. Ano ang tinatago ko? My real age. Total, hindi naman kita sa itsura ko if you don't look closely at the signs of the times. Ako, I don't get why people would hide their true age. I mean, I'm 36 and I'm proud of it. You know, and I'm like, why would you hide your true age?
Buti ka pa proud ka. kami, hindi kami proud sa iyo.
Hindi kami proud sa iyo eh. Oo, eh. Kasi ano, hindi kami proud sa mga sinungaling. Pero buti na lang ikaw.
Okay. I don't get it, di ba? Why should I be ashamed to say that I'm 36 years old?
Okay, so kung ikaw si Gretchen Wiener sa Mean Girls, sa Real Housewives, ikaw si Erica Jane.
Oh my gosh!
And the ridiculous claims, right? So,
grabe. Yeah. Okay. Ako good sa ako kay Kathy Hilton.
True. Number 6 from Nero. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung mga sinave kong TikToks ni Crush. Ang hilig niya kasi mag-delete. Buti na lang nasi-save ko.
Mm.
So you can download. Save them?
You can download. You can download.
Ayan, naku, may magda-download din ng TikTok.
Hindi kasi like for example, Instagram, you can't eh.
You can't.
I mean, yeah, you can. You can like
you
it.
Can you bookmark can bookmark. Yung, diba?
Pero, but if they delete it, wala na rin.
Wala na.
Grabe, ang dalas ko na mag-bookmark. Bookmark nowadays. Wala lang, parang feeling, parang yun yung ginagamit ko na like the like
pang
page
stock.
For TikTok.
Pang-stock daw.
Pang-stock.
So you can come back and like study the photo even more.
Usually they're recipes.
Mga future victims, ganun.
Tsaka alam mo yung ina-analyze kung saan located.
Tsaka ang pinaka-importante sa kanya yung location part ng post na nasan ba siya? Ah,
bakit yung baka nilalaglag?
Parang BGC.
Pero alam mo yung maganda sa TikTok, you can make your likes private. So you can just like and like and like.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, you can just go back and enjoy it yourself.
The TikToks that you like.
Yeah, it's private.
Ako mine's private.
Oh my God.
Join the club, Chico.
Grabe yung mga nila.
Join the club.
Kasi alam mo kung ba't mainly hindi talaga ako nagtitiktok. So,
mas active siya sa Twitter.
No, ayaw niya talaga ng TikTok.
Diba? Will.
Tinanong siya eh, parang hindi ka ba magti-TikTok? Tapos ang sagot niya, ako ba yung tipong tao mukhang magti-TikTok?
I feel so special. Why? Kasi na pa-TikTok na din siya.
Oh.
Diba, that's, yun ang only TikTok niya. Oh, well, I'm sure meron din from other people. Wait, pero gets ito? Like,
hello?
PA? No. Oh my gosh!
Diba natatawa na nga siya nung sinabi natin na magti-TikTok tayo kasi nga parang hindi siya into it.
Oh, we're so special.
Napiling ko
po. Anong we are so special?
Oo nga, isa lang pa yan.
Isa lang dyan.
Pumayag siya because of one.
Grabe.
Sige, fine. Number 6 coming from... Ay, hindi. That was number 6. Number 5 coming from the super malas guy. Ano ang tinatago ko that every time we talk, my heart rate goes up to 300 beats per minute?
Oh, dapat chillax lang.
Pero wag mong papahalata.
Sometimes kasi they can hear it in your voice.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Or... your breathing changes.
Yung nervous
mo. But do you find, like, there are some people talaga that are just, like, they're just awkward. They make things awkward.
Yeah.
Even if, like, let's say, lagi naman kayo nagkikita. Narealize ko lang kasi may ganun akong friend. Yung halos every week naman kami nagkikita, but whenever he talks to me, parang, Rika. Yung parang,
baka may tension.
Hindi wala kasi every week. Wala naman nangyaya. Wala
just
namang...
because you see someone every week doesn't mean...
Wala.
Baka gusto niya every day.
Bakit parang ikaw yung ano?
Alin?
Bumilis yung ano?
Hindi, pero parang natatawa lang kasi ako na every time and with everyone. Ganun siya. Pag nga mangangausap siya ng tao, parang laging... may hesitation.
Ah.
Well, not everybody can be a cold-hearted criminal like you.
Oh.
Pero
for me, kasi it's not a bad thing. Actually, for me, parang endearing or like, ano, parang yun nga,
bless his heart.
Oh, okay. Okay naman.
And number 4, ano ang tinatago ko? For Mike Ferrer, yung sulat ni First Ever Crush, naamoy baby ko.
Anong parte ng baboy?
Hindi yata baboy. Sana ano? Kasi kawali na.
Para baboy koral.
Sana ano na? Kuchinillo na para mabango. Alam mo yun?
Nasira tuloy yung tanong. Entry.
Uy, mag-ganyan to tayo sa Christmas.
Oh, kuchinillo! Oh. Sobrang G!
Wait,
sobrang
G. Kasya yun sa atin. Apa.
Hello, yeah!
Uy, sobra anything pa! Anything more than that, high blood na ako.
Diyos ko, isang kuchinillo. Well, it's tiny, pero alam mo yun, we can share, but obviously, like, yeah.
Porchetta versus cochinillo.
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 Mas mahal yung cochinillo, but it's worth it.
Oh my gosh, yun yung platito
best.
Lang, di ba?
Oh my God.
Hahati-hati mo siya using a platito.
Alam mo, I think I've only eaten cochinillo maybe 4 times and every time feeling ko, I shed a tear.
Di ba may ano ka? May favorite ka na parang
yes.
Doon na lang.
The best. Okay. The best.
Bakit?
May alam din. Tawa! May alam din ata si Chico. Natanong tanong tayo sa mga co-host natin. Baka, Chico.
Chico, ikaw.
Next. Mike Ferrer, kompletuhin natin. Kompletuhin na lang natin.
Alam, bigla tayo naging Cathy Hilton lahat dito. Shorthand. You know. You know.
Moving on.
Moving on. You know.
Number 4 from Mike Ferrer, yung sulat ni First Ever Crush na amoy baby colonia pa rin.
Wow.
Grabe naman yung and ano. So I don't think that's possible.
Na magsistay yung...
It, I don't think
it's
bilis,
safe. Ang bilis-bilis ng baby cologne mawala.
Oo. Oh, oh. Do you ever get those in the magazines?
baby
I
cologne?
Remember
no,
that.
I
no,
mean,
yung mga
like
perfume.
When perfume, yung mga inserts. Oh, yung perfume. Yeah. I love those.
I love those too before. Number 3 from Camilo. Ano ang tinatago ko? My true net worth. It helps me separate the potential partners from a gold digger.
Oh, wow.
Well, we were talking about this, di ba?
Yeah,
yes, you did. Yung sa friends?
Yeah.
Hindi niya sinabi na super rich pala siya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it. Memski says, for, number 2, ano ang tinatago ko? Yung secret door sa ilalim ng basement. You know, this has always been my fantasy. You know how like, di ba yung, ano, yung safe room, Jodie Foster case 2?
Yes.
Yung they had a secret room, like a safe room, para when there's like an intruder, they can lock themselves up.
Panic room.
Panic room, panic room.
Safe room.
Parang safe word. Hindi, panic room. What I want in a house, if I were to build my own house, like a secret exit, not a room, kasi like sa panic room, they were stuck.
Yeah, you can't get out. They can't get in, but you can't get out.
They can't get in, but you can't get out. So what I want is a secret exit. So, kunyari, meron ang ano, what do they call
parang
it?
Parang yung sa Matilda. Yung parang basement nila, then you can get out like a...
Yung parang may... Parang sa Don't Breathe.
Yes.
Diba? Yung parang may...
So parang,
normal door.
So for example, no?
Like a trap door.
Ganun. Like parang ganon. Or like, in let's say, inside
doggy
of your
door.
Closet, merong trap door inside that leads to a pathway.
May ganyan sa Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
Yung closet niya sa ilalim may parang
tapos
ganun.
Yung kung saan ka iluluwa, hindi rin siya visible.
Iluluwa.
Yes.
Like iluluwa ka niya somewhere far na para, kunyari there was a, what do you call it? When somebody breaks into
an
your
intruder.
House?
An intruder.
No, there's a term that
a
they always
break in?
Like pag sa news, they always breaking. Say it's a
breaking in.
Another word for breaking in. Like a more current way that they describe when somebody breaks into your...
Trespassing?
Lord.
I don't know. Breaking in...
There's a more current ano, for when
term
the people
for breaking,
breaking
in.
In. Oh, anyway. So, pag so that when somebody breaks into your home, tapos you feel like you're... na makikita ka na nila.
Okay.
You'll be trapped. You just go to your secret exit, tapos it... spits you out somewhere a bit far.
Sa streets na, usually.
Maybe sa streets.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or if you don't have access to the street, kasi di ba parang, I think you have to get permit para pag ganun. At least somewhere far, like sa yard.
Yeah.
Or para you can run. Tapos another fantasy of mine is, hindi naman siya secret door, pero like kunyari, this is my dream, like, design of a house. In my room, from my bed, may makikita ka na that's part of the swimming pool? Inside of your room.
That's
tapos you, when you dive into it, it spits you out sa outside. Tapos nasa pool ka
nasa
na.
Nasa pool ka na.
It's connected to your outside pool.
Oh, wow.
But part of it is inside your room.
I would be so claustrophobic. Because
pag
you would have
ka.
To go through a, hindi, like,
merong,
parang a tube.
Merong design that I have in my head because I saw it in a photograph. Hindi naman siya tunnel. Like, it just... it's just designed that it goes inside. So at the very least, meron lang parang wall.
Oh.
So it's not like a tunnel. You just kind of like, bloop. Mabilis lang. You can just like...
Short,
you
know, na lang.
I remember tuloy. Para kasi ang inisip ko kasi parang you're gonna go through like a...
Parang a tunnel,
like
diba?
A tunnel, yun din yung or like a clear tube or something.
No.
I remember, you know, I rode like this water slide in Dubai.
In Dubai?
Where you... Like, you're standing up tapos i-release lang nila yung floor where you're standing in and then you're gonna go through a tube, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, it depends on your weight. There's this one part of the ride where people get stuck. And,
oh, no.
Yeah. And I got stuck there.
Oh, my God.
As in, sobrang claustrophobic. And it took them like, in my head, it took them 15 minutes. But literally, it took them like 3 minutes.
How do they take you out?
Ano, may door na sila na ginawa.
Because, kasi madami nga nasa stock.
Yes. Kasi nga marami nasa stock doon. And it depends on your weight daw talaga. So, but it got so claustrophobic. Even if...
Do you get
see,
stuck if you're too light or if you're too heavy for
the ride? I don't know eh. It depends talaga.
I think too light. Kasi parang it's the... Your weight will create the velocity.
Right.
Yeah.
That, so if you're too pushes light, you out.
You just kind of don't create the same...
Velocity.
Not the same gravity eh. Uh-oh.
Kasi feeling ko, that's parang it's an elbow. Yung parang pababa tas pataas.
Yeah.
Yes,
so pag hindi ka heavy enough to push you up, you'll stay in that little cusp.
But it was so weird because you can see the outside, but I still got so claustrophobic. Still knowing that I'm
kasi
in there.
Kasi you were stuck.
Because
you're trapped.
Yeah.
But I really love that. Mga secret doors, secret rooms. Even like whenever I watch mga movies na mga... Yung mga may mga secret passages.
Oh,
I
know,
love
yung mga
it.
White House movies. Diba?
I super love it.
Yeah.
Tsaka yun, yung mga trap door. Gustong-gusto ko yun.
Yeah.
Yung biglang bubuksan nila yung wooden floorboard. Actually, okay na ako. Okay na ako.
Dahil ito may condo, sobrang daming ano, diba? Closet space.
Hindi ko alam where they lead, eh. Pero, alam mo yun.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yung mga secret doors dun, eh.
And the top, ano ang tinatago ko, comes from Chef Pao.
Chef Pao says,
ano ang tinatago ko? That I've already accepted the fact that I'll grow old alone and forever be the cool tito to all my pamangkins. Pero
that
ano
can,
ha?
That can be a good thing.
It is a good thing, but also, you'll be surprised. Mm. You know, some people who've always felt like they were going to have a lifetime partner, turns out wala, and then those who've made peace with being alone and end up meeting someone down the road. Yeah. Kaya mahirap din siya talaga, mahirap siya pangunahan when you think about it. I think we should just all be very open to
just live your life.
What life has in store for
never
us.
Never see, never.
Yeah. But there you go, the top 10. Ano ang tinatago ko? Remember, we have two more batches, but we will be doing those two batches on Facebook Live. And don't forget, we have our taste test for today.
Woo, that's coming up. But coming right up, we've got TMR Watch List and At Ko Lang To.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for our top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we are. We are on Facebook.com/RX931. We're on Twitch TV and YouTube Live as well. Good morning to all the monsters. And let's introduce our special guest on this show today.
Yes.
We have our very own Nikki of Good Vibes joining us. Good morning,
yay!
Nikki.
Hello. Good morning, Rushers. Good morning, the Morning Rush crew. What's up?
Up early today. Thank you so much.
I know, right?
For getting here early.
And Nikki will be touring our tongues.
Oh.
I wait. Para.
Wow. Okay.
No. I mean, she'll...
Careful what you wish for, Chico. I mean, Nikki might just...
It will be titillating, I will say.
See? Because she will walk us through the different flavors that she brought for us today.
Yes.
This is
correct.
Going to be so exciting.
Woo-woo-woo!
Pero join us na rin for our top 10 before we get into our taste test. And remember, for those of you who are listening to us on the radio, we will do the taste test on our Facebook
in between.
So you have to be on Facebook Live, okay? Or Twitch or YouTube. Okay. So, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Patrick Starlord and Boy Bakal. Ano ang tinatago ko? Let's start off at number 10. Coming from Whisker Dimples. Kala mo bin luck kita when in reality, na-disable account ko for, quote, going against community standards.
Oh my God.
Wow. What can get you that?
Nudity?
Oh.
Offensive words, maybe?
Yeah, cyberbullying, I think.
Bullying.
Cyberbullying, okay. Number 9 from Patrick Starlord. Ano ang tinatago ko? Na nag-a-apply ako for a new job. Worse, sa competitor.
Oh, that's...
Oh, my God.
Like, it's one thing to, like, get a new job, right? And, you know, people understand. But, like, literally, you're going to work for the toughest competitor of your current company.
But yeah. It's only an issue if you do it, like, in, like, let's say, office hour or something. Kunwari, nag-absent ka for that.
Well, I think it is an issue in general. Like, even if you... Like, let's say, for example, you get the job. You know what I mean? Like, it's always gonna be, like, a little...
Kasi parang dami mong inside info.
And especially, I guess, if... Oh, yun. Dami mong inside info. Tapos, you know, people will question your loyalty, of course.
Yeah.
Diba? Yun yung mga ano dun eh.
Is it still an issue if, let's say, you quit and then you applied for your competitor?
For some.
For some, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if like the same.
Hindi lalo na
like,
pag, ano,
yung sinasabi kasi peers, nila, yung wag lang yung direct competitor. You know what I mean? Like you could have chosen like any other. Maybe like the, I don't know, not the direct.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's like an in your face.
Yun.
Kasyadong, oo.
Parang ano, kunyari sa UAAP. Kunyari, you're playing for LaSalle. You started your rookie year sa LaSalle. Ganun. Tapos bigla kang lumipat sa Ateneo.
Yeah.
The next year. Parang ganun eh.
Pwede sana, kunyari, USP or something else.
Although, may issue pa rin yun ha. Kahit yung mga ganong school. But imagine, kung dun sa direct competition, yung main rival, parang for some fans, mortal sin yun.
Ang hirap nun.
Mm-mm.
And also, number 9, coming from... number 8 from Emo Fats. Ano ang tinatago ko? Hello? Yung feelings ko sa kapatid ng asawa ko.
Wait lang.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Baka naman, it can go away. Maybe it's just a crush. Like you have to... sit down.
Baka kasi
sort your feelings.
Parang ang awkward pa rin kasi.
Well, it's only awkward if you make it awkward.
Well, true. Ne, pero kunyari, oh, sige, like, the feelings are there, but you don't do anything about it. And then eventually, it goes away. It's still kind of awkward.
For you, Nikki, what would be super torture? Sinong, like, I don't know, actor or celeb na kapatid ng, kunyari, let's just say kapatid ng...
Oh, no.
husband to be mo.
Kapatid niya.
Sino yung parang, definitely it would be awkward because you would have feelings for the brother?
I probably Henry Cavill. Because like, I mean...
The brother?
I mean, joke, the celebrity's brother?
Hindi, yun nga, tama. Kung brother nung husband mo si
Henry Cavill. Yeah.
Sorry, husband.
Yeah.
Sorry, husband.
Yeah.
Well, parang bilis na.
Well, see.
Ikaw local. Ikaw local.
Local! Hello!
Para
oh my
mas tricky.
Gosh.
Alam mo, maganda, Nikki. Ibalik mo yung tanong kay Chico.
Ay, oo.
Si Nikki tinatanong ko, di ba? sige.
Wait, local na... Oh my gosh, local na celeb. They had him in All Out. I just found him really cute. Like, he is very cute. See, Kit Thompson. Kit? Okay. No, he has a very pleasing face. He's a pleasant face.
I can't disagree.
I don't think anyone disagrees.
Uh-huh. Alam mo kung anong tawag? Di ba ano, meron ka dito kalamansi pie. Tawag sa kanya, cutie pie.
Oh man, come on.
Kasi, alam mo, meron din ako isa ha. Sobrang na-excited din ako. Ano rin? Kit din.
Ano?
Kit Martin.
Kanina ka pa.
Oo, si Kit
Bingong
Martin.
Bingo ka na.
Okay.
Dami mong ano ngayon, ha? Baon,
sige,
ha?
Sige. Number 7. Coming from Jungkook's girl. Ano ang tinatago ko itong Stan account na to, wala na eh.
Wala
ilang
na.
Beses na akong napangalanan on air eh.
Wala na.
So yung mga Rusher friends and ex-office mates ko, wala na. Alam na nila.
Eric Cibal, taga Texas. Taga Texas.
Grabe to. Talaga.
Name dropped.
Eh, dapat Stan account yun eh.
Wala, hindi alam ni Erica yung Stan account.
Sige, ibukin mo Erica kapag gano'n.
I want. Kailangan niya ma-discover.
As in, you will barf.
My God.
Number 6 from Flair. Ano ang tinatago ko? The identity of my boyfriend. Kasi baka magalit si Mrs.
Ay. Well.
Ooh, that's child.
Still spicy.
Ooh, child. And number 5 from Nero. Ano ang tinatago ko? Bag ni classmate. Tapos maya-maya sisigaw ako. It's a prank.
You know, I used to do that with my mom before when I was a kid. When I don't want her to leave, I would hide her bag. As in, like, stress na siya.
And you wonder why Doc Rose doesn't like spoiling you? Like, you know.
Alam mo, I've always hated this prank. Even back in school.
Yes.
Kasi sa akin parang like, how long are you going to draw it out? Yung yeah. Parang, I get
not
it. Okay. Haha. Ha. Okay.
Bag, phone, anything.
Di ba? Parang gusto sabihin, you got me. You had fun at my expense. Can I have it back now?
Yeah.
Kasi yung iba, they draw it out.
Oo.
Na parang like, look, I know you hid it. And sige na, natawa na tayong lahat, di ba? So, you should know when to return it already.
Yeah.
Ako siguro, ano, haha, nobody's laughing. F you! Ganon. Kasi parang...
Diretsuhin mo na.
It's not even funny. Yeah. Like, sis.
Sobra.
It's funny for the first minute.
Yun.
Tapos ibalik mo na.
Never. It's not funny. It's not funny for the person that thinks they lost something.
Oh, grabe.
Totoo
it's
yun,
not
ha?
Funny.
And especially if you see the person already, you know, being frantic and panicking. Bakit ginawa mo ba yun?
Biglang may nag-comment. Di ba si Hazel ginawa yung may tinagong gamit ng peach? It wasn't a joke.
As in like you kept it for... I'm sorry na to, thief ka.
No, I did not. I hid it. I hid it from her because she wasn't great. She was, so you know, she did something.
Revenge.
Oh, revenge. Ano yun? Hindi revenge tag.
Oh, okay lang naman pala. Okay lang tsaka ganun.
Guys, grade 2 naman ako noon. So, I was a minor, you know. Hindi mo ako pwede accuse of a crime.
Alam mo ba? Okay. Nagkaroon ako ng ganung experience, pero baliktad. Like, the opposite. So, I found a bag in one of our closets in, basta grade 4. Tapos nung kinuha ko yung bag, tapos sabi ko, kanina to, my friend accused me of stealing it. Nag-guidance ako. As in. It was so freaky. Like, I was not, you know, wala akong andun sa situation. Bigla na lang I got sent to the principal's office.
Oh my
tapos
God.
Na, and I just, I was just doing like a good deed. Pero wala. Napunish pa ako.
So, hindi ka talaga klepto?
Hindi. Yeah. I have no, like, there's no rush. Tinanong ko pa nga, kanino to? Tapos yun, parang, akin yan, ba't mo kinuha?
Hello?
Yeah, it was so weird. It was the weirdest thing ever.
It was a setup.
Yeah, it's a setup.
It was a setup. And then number 4 from Camilo, ano ang tinatago ko? My lace thong panties underneath this macho construction worker outfit.
Isn't that cute? Like you have a dirty little secret.
Yeah.
I think it's cute. Ano ba? Bakit yung mata mo, Hazel?
Hindi, I mean, yeah. I'm all for that.
Okay. Number 3. Hindi, ganito na lang. Sige. Nikki, let me pose another question.
Oh, no.
Think of like the hottest guy that you could think of.
There's only one. I'm just kidding.
Sige. Imagine mo si Kit. Okay. Tapos, biglang, eto na, di ba? Date kayo. Tapos, eto na. Getting hot and heavy, di ba? Parang, wine, dine. Let's stick with wine and dine. And then, after that, eto na. Getting hot and heavy, no? Biglang, pag tanggal niya ng pantalon, naka like, sexy lace panties siya.
I dig it. Alright, yeah.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah. Whoa. I've seen a friend of mine.
Sino? Si ano? Si Mickey?
Mickey! Si Shiki.
Si Mickey
Borger. Kung naalala niyo po siya dati. Yeah, si Shiki, she, ano, parang may,
si Shiki, yung may may ka-date siya dati na parang the guy wore her underwear.
Oh!
Yeah, it was hot.
Wait lang,
used? Used!
Oh!
That I can't recall.
Oh! Alam ko si Shaky may type eh. Napakita niya sa akin ni Shaky.
Oh no!
Okay.
Wow!
Yeah, Shaky's in the States right now.
Shaky yung type niya, di ba hindi taga dito? Can you describe to us the, ano, the underwear?
There was lace.
Anong kulay? White or black? Or
no, it was just like dark blue. According to her kwento, it was dark blue dark with blue. Lace. Uh-oh. Yeah, ano, and ano? It was like cheeky.
Wait, again. Question. Sinusuot pa ba ni Shiki to? Ay, ano nangyayari? Nawala tayo sa StreamYard. Nawawala yung connection. But, pero anong itsura ni, ano, nung ka-date ni Shiki?
Oo nga.
Can you describe to us?
Mukha siyang, do you guys know Joel Kinnaman from like Suicide Squad?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Think of the budget version.
Oh. So kaitsura niya.
Somewhat. I don't know. I feel like that's a compliment.
Para ano na? Parang naisip ko na parang comment dito. Ang freaky ni Shiki.
I know.
Freaky.
Yes, those were the days.
Eh, Shiki, ano, seeing someone.
Shiki, no. She hasn't made kwento.
In a while.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, baka hindi siya nagpaparamdam.
Baka busy siya.
Nagbe-bake
siya.
I figured.
Pero open si Shiki. Open si Shiki.
Yeah. Last I checked naman with her. Kinamusta ko naman siya.
Parang okay naman daw.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And number 3 from Juice Blank. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung pagiging overprotective ko. To the point na parang nagiging dad na ako instead of boyfriend.
Ay! I mean, that's not so bad for... Some people might say that's sexy, diba?
That's preferred.
Oo, yung parang
dad figure.
Parang, yeah. Oo. Diba? Much older, gana.
Hindi, pero it's not so much na much older. It's more like the way you behave. You know, like the dad tends to be overprotective with their daughters.
Yeah.
So parang ganon, na imbis na boyfriend, you become more of like a parent figure.
Oh, I would hate for someone my age to do
that.
Yeah,
your age.
I wouldn't find it like attractive or sexy
at all.
No. It has to be someone of age, diba?
Yeah.
When they do that.
And number 2 for Memski, ano ang tinatago ko? That I'm so in love with you ever since we were kids. At tinatago ko lang yung fact na yon by bullying you.
Oh,
this is so common.
But it does not work for me.
Ako din.
Yeah. Actually, playful teasing would be fine.
Not bullying.
Alam mo yung parang sinasabi natin kanina with the bag, yung death prank.
Yeah.
Yung parang
yeah.
It's good for 1 minute and then that's it. Tapos ayoko nang parang yung inuulit-ulit. Yung feeling mo funny yun.
Yeah.
Parang sarap sabihin na funny ka.
Yeah. And the top, ano ang tinatago ko, comes from Whisker Dimples.
Whisker Dimples says,
ano ang tinatago ko na meron akong ano?
Ano?
Mini Arenola sa driver's seat.
Why not?
Ang hirap kasi magtiis pag traffic.
Uy, meron ang mas cute naman sa Mini Arenola. You can get the, ano, a pee bag na
yes.
lang. Para
yes.
it's not so...
There's a pee bag and there's also... like, diba in the hospital, you have a bedpan?
Yeah.
They have a new thing now. Pero I think this is more for males. Para siyang...
Ipapasok sa...
Think of a pitcher.
Okay.
Pero parang pahiga. So, okay. Hindi siya tatapon. Unlike, let's say, a bedpan.
But it has a spout?
It has a... Like the opening. Like a pitcher of water.
Okay.
So, medyo ganon. Like, ang galing. Tapos meron siyang cover. So that I think you can also use it as a car thing.
You know what I want to try?
I don't know though for girls if it'll work.
I want to try the funnel. The one that you can use to pee like for girls.
Yeah, I've heard of
it. So you can pee standing up.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I want to try it. I mean, in emergencies. Like, because you can buy it already online. Eh.
Yeah.
I think so nga. Diba? Parang... Even when it comes to the pee bags,
yeah,
iba yung shape you open it up a certain way mm-hmm. if you're a guy, and you open it up another way if you're a girl. But it's the same bag.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Because I used to have it in the car.
Mm.
Parang pag guy, bubuksan mo from one end.
Okay.
Pag girl, bubuksan mo from the other end.
Baka pag girl, parang medyo slightly bigger yung opening.
Yes.
Kasi what if you're a yes. sprayer or something?
Okay.
No!
Are you?
Hindi ko alam. Depende.
Hindi mo alam.
Depende kasi sa amount ng pee.
Okay. Okay, that took a turn. That took a dark turn.
Nikki left the chat.
And there you go. The top 10. Ano ang tinatago ko? If you've got entries, you know what to do. But we will be doing our TMR taste test in a bit. Yeah. Just stay on Facebook Live. We'll be back.
Join us, facebook.com/rx931, Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Fresh from TMR Taste Test.
Yes, and for those wondering, we featured Hot Tub Bakery by our very own Nikki of Good Vibes. And in case you missed our Facebook Live, I'm sure a lot of people are curious, like, how can they order? What did we try? So we tried four kinds of pies.
Mm-hmm.
The calamansi pie.
Yum.
The lemon
oh my God.
Pie. Tama ba yung mga pangalan ko, Nikki?
Yes, correct.
The strawberry cheesecake and the pecan pie.
Yes. And then, ano, yung strawberry is hot tub special.
Yeah.
Yon, uh-uh. So...
And yung panglima niya na pinakabago, yung sinam.
Sinam pie! Tsaka yung pamay.
Pamay pie. Yes. So,
parang gusto na umalis ni Nikki pag nabibi na siya dito. No, but please tell them how they can
yes,
reach
please.
your
the ones
your,
on the radio.
Yeah,
listening to the
your
radio.
Contact.
Yes, you guys can follow Hot Tub Bakery on Instagram, and I am updating everything. Magpo-photo shoot ang mga products ko, so the menu will be updated. But yes, perfect for holiday season, the bourbon pecan pie and the hot tub special as well. If you guys wanna give some sweet to your loved ones, so just stay tuned also for the posts that I will be posting on Instagram for when or what I will be preparing for every week.
Right? Oh my gosh, you have to check it out. And it's not just pies, it's also cookies and brownies and all other goodies. So good. Okay, so let's do the top 10. The final one, courtesy of Patrick Starlord and Boy Bakal. Ano ang tinatago ko? From Patrick Starlord, yung year-end list ko sa Spotify. Ayokong ma-judge.
For what you for the music that you listen to,
there's no judgment.
Yeah.
Sa akin parang like, you know, whatever floats your boat. Music is such a personal thing.
Mm-hmm. True.
There's no such thing as yuck. Why are you listening to that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, ngayon, I'm in ano. I'm so happy with my mix, di ba?
Yeah, I saw
my
it.
My 60s playlist.
Oh, you're going to enjoy.
Grabe, sobrang enjoy. Every day ko siya pinapakinggan. Wala na.
Nice.
BG's convert.
Mm-hmm.
BG's.
Uh-oh.
I love the BG's.
Love.
Oh my
love.
God.
Love.
Yes.
Grabe.
Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lahat yun nandun.
C-Jib.
Huh?
C-Jib.
C-Jib.
Mm-mm. And number 9 from Archer Aguilar. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung takaw ko tuwing first date. Siyempre, pa-demure ka muna.
Ibang takaw na isip ko.
Feeling ko team K&K din.
Oh, sorry. K&K talaga.
K&K ka, Nikki.
So wait. So, ikaw, Nikki, parang... Pag kunyari, first date, ano ka muna? Yung panibble-nibble ka lang, gano'n.
We're talking about food, right?
Of course. Food.
Yes. Sometimes, though, I feel like I won't be able to help. I mean, especially if it's like burger. If you decide to go for burgers, like, there's no choice talaga. Like, sorry, this is me. Accept me.
That's true.
Me.
Alam mo yung kakain ka na isang sesame seed from the bun. Like, I'm busog na.
Oh, my God.
I'm so basog na, you know, I eat like a bird. So like...
Ay.
Iba'y narinig ko. I eat the bird.
chicken.
Eat like a bird? May like?
Like, you like goose, like chicken, you like quail.
Alam mo, hindi ko talaga makain yung duck. Kasi diba
I love duck.
I love duck. Parang pag nakikita ko, nakahang sila sa kitchen.
Oh my gosh, Peking duck. That is like the
but
best.
It's so good though. And the sauce. I love the sauce. Yung manamis na sauce. Oh my God. Now
let's give me Peking duck anytime. My gosh, with that.
It's so rich though. Ano mo yun? So parang you can only eat it once every so often.
Tapos may leek.
May leek?
Yeah, pag
per
wrap mo.
Like in a bow or something.
You put the duck skin, the duck flesh, and then the gravy.
Yum.
And
then the leek. Skin.
One leek.
Yum. Yum.
So good.
Naisip ko leek. L-E-A-K. Leek?
Oh, parang
may tumutong ulo.
L-I-C-K.
Leek? Leek?
Kainis. Number 8 from Memski. Ano ang tinatago ko? Si X. Nasa isang safe house sa bundok.
Rika.
Okay.
Ikaw ba may gusto ka bang sabihin
gusto ka bang
sa amin?
Aminin?
Parang Unabomber, di ba? Ganun siya. Yeah. Nasa bundok siya.
And then number 7 from Coco Hernandez. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung nararamdaman kong kurot sa puso na hindi ako yung paborito mo. Kasi, ang importante naman, pinakain nyo ko, binuhay nyo ko, pinaaral nyo, minahal. But yet, parang you don't want to seem ungrateful.
Yeah.
But you kind of feel, syempre kahit papano, you feel a little hurt that you're not the favorite or that there is a favorite among siblings.
Especially kung ang laki ng difference.
Yeah.
With not just how they treat you, but how they talk to you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because words can really hurt and it can last for a lifetime.
Tsaka yung damang-dama mo yung difference. Uh-oh. You sense so much fondness when they're interacting with their favorite and you don't feel the same when they're interacting with you.
Yeah. George, Doc Hi. Rose. Baka
sino
no?
Ba? Sino ba favorite?
Ako! No, lagi na sinasabi wala. Pantay-pantay.
Sa pan... Hindi.
Sa pananaw.
Sa tingin mo?
Si Boju!
Hindi,
pero wala. Parang wala naman.
Wala naman. Hindi kasi siguro iba lang yung kay Boju kasi only boy.
Oh, pwede din.
Tas bunso.
Pero kasi kami
bakit?
Naman...
Si Rika din naman. Only criminal. So dapat special.
I'm the favorite criminal. Grabe kayo kay George.
Kay George, sa'yo. Ikaw yung naasar namin.
Hindi, syempre, maapektuhan si sila Doc Rose.
Maapektuhan yung credibility.
Oo, nga naman. Walang favorite.
Feeling nila, baka ano nga, baka parang inside job na sila yung gagamot dun sa mga sinaktan.
Alam mo, grabe si di ba minsan nagkikwento ako tungkol kay Doc Rose dito on air. Si George, sinusumbong niya kay Doc.
Hello?
Nag-monitor si George.
Alam mo ba, pinag-isapan
ka. O, yan na nga.
Ay, o di si George na lang pag-usapan natin.
Ay!
And, ito naman, number 6, coming from Batchuy. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung plant haul ko after every work travel out of town.
Anong plant haul?
Like, alam mo yung parang...
Hall. Naisip ko kasi parang hallway.
Hindi, kasi parang ano niya, is that I guess sometimes if you... Just like yung sinasabi natin, pag mga collection, ganyan. Mm. I guess when people get an idea of how much you're spending.
Mm.
And I think that's the new bisyo talaga eh. Plants.
Ikaw ba, Nikki, what's your collection? Like, what's the thing that you spend on?
Jar of hearts.
Underwear.
Yung
feeling ko yung parang equipment mo for your kitchen.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Actually, yeah. That is it just me or is looking at and shopping for kitchen appliances?
Oh.
So, I don't know. It's not a turn on, but it is like very stimulating. But I'm like, I'm just so excited.
I know what you feel.
Yeah. So it's that would be number 1. Number 2, I don't really have much of a collection right now cuz yun nga, whatever I earn is like going into like ingredients. It's all just like investing ulit, reinvesting in the business.
Well, you know, ganun talaga eh, 'di ba? Pag may business ka, you have to keep upgrading your stuff, ganun.
And also, number 5 from Jean Garcia, ang tinatago ko, yung payslip ko, tinatago kay Mrs. Mahirap nang ma-question kung saan napunta yung ibang amount. Like, not so much that she might ask for more, mm-hmm. but more like, di ba ganito yung sweldo mo? O saan napunta? Ayun.
Kayo ba ni Baby Whale Chico? Was there like an uncomfortable conversation about yung mga ganun, like financial stuff? Kasi feeling ko, that's one of the hardest transitions you make when you become a couple. Diba? Yeah, yeah. When you make things, I guess, hindi lang when you make things official, but when you take it to the next level, right? Yeah. Parang, obviously, dadating sa point na pag-uusapan nyo yun. Was there ever like an actual conversation about it?
Well, there's no conversation as to like, okay, who owns what and all that. But more like, the only time it ever comes up is if, let's say, one feels, like, kunyari ako, when I start overspending on statues, yun, dun lang siya mag-aano, na parang, o parang ano ha, parang nagwa-wild tayo dyan ha. Yung ganon, like, but never as to, because whatever it is that we spend on, lalo na pag medyo major, kunyari investment, we always make the decision together.
Right.
So,
nice.
We don't really like
that. Pag nag-wild ka na sa statue, ayayayan ko na si Baby Will, mag-wild na rin, di ba? Tara, Baby Will. Ano?
As she's adjusting her shirt lower.
Hindi, kasi may nalaglag na crust kanina.
No? Biglang merong milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Grabe, ako kahit naka-sports bra na lang ako, walang nangyayari.
Pwede. Number 4 from Maxim De Winter. Ano ang tinatago ko? Yung ginagawa ko pag mag-isa lang ako sa bahay. Hala?
Which is?
Alam mo, let's not ask questions. We might be afraid of the answers to. Like, let's leave it at that. Basta kung ano man yun, tinatago niya.
Ganun talaga. You have your private time. Ako, I enjoy time by myself.
Same.
You have to like... But I guess it's also hard to learn how to enjoy yourself. I mean... How to like enjoy time by yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Do you forget? Second nature, yun, diba?
Ang tanong, how do you remind yourself to enjoy?
Fast internet.
Ikaw, Rika.
Same. Kasi we all need internet, like now.
We desperately need.
Desperately need. Number 3 from Juan Remiel. Ano ang tinatago ko? Ayon sa aking source, press release lang daw na prosthetics yung nakita natin. Totoo daw yun.
See?
No, it depends on what you'd like to believe. I remember that whole conversation, I swear, on our way to the parking. After watching a movie.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
May isa kasing spoils pa agad eh.
May galit na galit pa.
May KJ na nagsasabing diba?
May KJ, tapos may galit na galit na isa.
Siyempre,
may debate na nangyayari. Oh.
Siyempre, pagtatanggol mo yung... Alam mo na. And number 2 from Jungkook's girl, ano ang tinatago ko? My salary. Believe it or not, none of my friends, family, even SO, none of them knows anything about it. Even when I get married, I won't tell my husband.
Well, decision mo naman eh, di ba?
Yeah. There's a reason why payslips are confidential.
Yeah.
But it's for your eyes only.
But I think it's rare.
But like, what
your husband, even your wife, husband. Doesn't even know? Mm-hmm. That's very rare, I would think. Okay. And
si JK naman daw kasi yung magiging.
Okay. And the top, ano ang tinatago ko, comes from Green Andrew.
Green Andrew says,
ano ang tinatago ko na alam kong crush mo ko? May nagsabi na sa akin. Pa-oblivious na lang ako kasi mapapahamak yung friend mo pag sinabi ko how I found out.
Okay. Parang may nag-spill.
Like, binuking ka na ng friend mo.
And have you ever experienced na ganun, nalaman ng crush mo na crush nga sila, and then they started teasing you about it? Yung, uy, crush mo, ganun. Do you find it funny or appealing?
That's never happened to me, though.
Try natin.
What? Ano? Crush reveal?
Crush reveal?
Oh, sige ko.
Hindi, si Chico lang pala. Tama na pala.
Hindi, ano ko?
Hindi, oo.
Oo.
Real life crush reveal?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yun na yun sa akin.
Sige, tweet ko siya. Uy, Chris. Crush ka ni Rica. Oh, what about us? What's our answer? Ano ang tinatago? Obviously,
wala.
The ones na hindi nyo talaga tinatago. Because we're going to be saying it on air.
Ako wala. Wala akong tinatago.
Ako, well, to a degree, very ano, very Gemma Chan in Crazy Rich Asians. Hindi ba pag meron kang bagong bili na ayaw mong malaman ni kahit nino? Like, I literally wait until nobody's at home. And then I sneak it upstairs.
Oh, wow.
And I try to like disguise it in, with the other boxes para hindi makita.
But what if it's so big?
Yun nga eh. Hindi, that, hello? You know. Ano lang yun? Echo lang yun because everybody knows.
Yeah. Wala namang, oh, alam mo yun, it makes like a big sound in your house.
I know. Feeling.
Yung may blog.
Alam mo yung may cart pa para maipasok tapos
saka
tinatago.
Saka nakakatawa, minsan bigla I'll get a text na parang, oh, may dumating dito, ang laking kahon pa. Ano ba, appliance ba to?
May ref ba tayong in order?
Grabe, sir.
May
ref tayo in order.
Ano
yan
to? Ako, anong tinatago ko? For me would be, ano, when I get jealous sa friends. Ay, ano nangyayari? And then when I get jealous sa friends, tinatago ko yun. I mean, yung, alam mo yung, ano kasi ko, parang, I get jealous when I feel like,
may iba na silang friends?
Oo. Or when I feel like they did something for this friend, but they didn't do it for me.
Ah,
something like that. Basta ganun. Yun yung jealousy ko na I'm actually a pretty jealous person, I think. Uh-huh. I get easily jealous. But I just don't like revealing na nagsiselos ako. Kasi, like I said, alam niyo na.
Ano? Well adjusted.
Alam, otab.
Otab.
Ay!
Bato. Di ba? Ayoko na nga. Ayoko na may feelings eh. Gusto
otab
ko parang.
Otab oyat audit.
Ano yan? Ano yan? Ano yung ibig
sabihin? Bato tayo dito.
Di ba? Ayoko na nagpapakita ng feelings talaga.
Parang, ano eh? In English, parang, we're all hard.
Oh. Baka ikaw lang.
Uy, grabe, I can be hard too.
Hindi, oh. Hindi, ba? Gets nyo ba? Kayo ba, hindi ba kayo nagkakaranig ng feeling?
Yeah. Hindi kasi, you know why? Alam mo, parang feeling ko kasi, it's more acceptable to show it to, let's say, a significant other.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Kasi, it's a given, di ba? Siyempre, magsiselos ka. Kasi, ano, boyfriend, girlfriend, asawa. But, if it's friends, you feel so, parang nahihiya ka dun sa feelings
ko. Kasi I don't like coming off as needy.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I want na for people to think of me na, oh, you're too needy or like, you know.
Did it ever make you feel like jealous or something?
Ikaw na lang mag-interpret kasi diba, sabi ko nga di ako nag-review.
Bahala ka.
Bahala ka. Sa palagay mo.
Feeling ko hindi naman. I always consider your feeling.
Tinitingnan ko yung mukha ni Rica, parang nag-iisip na siya. Pinaparingan ko ba siya?
Yung situation.
Parang ever ba nagselos ka na pagkailangan
naisip ko tuloy yung
pagkailangan bihisan si Rica, si Isa lagi ang nagbibihisa ka na.
Damit ko naman yung binihis ni Isa. So, okay lang naman.
As
okay
in, grabe lang, si Isa the next. Sabi niya, Mare, nakita ko na lahat ng buong kataon. And I'm like, thank you.
Thank you.
No, wait lang. Naisip ko tuloy like yung mga moments na may kunwari sumama ako sa iba, tapos naiwan
siya. I mean, like I said, you'll never know.
I'm so scared.
You'll never know.
Oh
Nikki,
gosh.
What about you?
Ikaw, Nikki.
Kung may tinatago ako.
Ano? Hindi, wait, ako muna.
Hindi, huli ka kasi ikaw yung napakadaming tinatago.
Marami kang entry. Entry mo palang top 10 na. Sige, si Nikki.
Anong tinatago ko? Siguro, very, very simple lang, very, very shallow. Yung tinatago ko, food delivery na para sa akin lang sa bahay.
Nikki!
Sneaky Nikki.
Is it true. Because ano, you live with your brothers or something?
No, but I live with a few family members. Okay. Sometimes kasi, if I get a craving, sometimes wala akong budget na parang for the family. Everyone. So I'm just I just say, oh, my delivery. Akala nila, it's just like, you know, for the kitchen and stuff. Pero it's really for lunch.
Tapos sa kwarto ka kumakain.
Yes! Yes! As in like, may sulok yung sa stairs. Doon ko ilalagay.
Dapat discreet yung pag-dispose pati nung ano. Diba? Yeah. Nung packaging. Oh,
yeah. True.
Grabe, ganyan din kami sa bahay. You know what, my brother? Nagpapa-deliver siya and then sasabihin niya sa delivery person na, can you stop dun sa next house?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Ibang level!
Like perhaps before, he would go out and actually walk to the next house.
Grabe!
Effort!
Ako naman, nakalagay automatic na nakalagay sa app, do not push the, don't ring the doorbell. As in, nakalagay na dun, don't ring the doorbell.
Oh my God!
Okay, so, what about Rika?
No.
Wait lang. Okay, so I don't like revealing a lot of stuff. Okay,
we
yung
know,
pinaka shallow na entry would be, I don't like revealing what I'm doing right now and where I am.
And what are you wearing?
I have this paranoia na parang, I don't know, something will happen. Kapag kunwari nireveal ko na, kunwari nasa mall ako or I'm at the grocery store. No, especially online. As in, sinesave ko lagi.
Oh, but I get that though.
Yeah, sinesave ko lagi.
I kind of get it.
And then for some reason, for the first year that I lived in my new place, I kept on saying that I lived with my siblings.
No, but I get that. I get that.
As in?
But it's safer din kasi.
Oh, totoo. Yeah.
And then, ano pa ba?
Hindi, actually, the morning rush is on till 12 because Rika needs until 12 to reveal all the stuff that, you know, she keeps.
Huwag na kayo magpadala. Siya lang yung mag-aano. For this hour, ito yung top 10 na tinatago.
Yung next two batches, mayroon pa. Pero lahat si Rika. Lahat entry ni Rika. So.
For some reason, alam ba, na-realize ko lang talaga na, and I never really reveal this to anybody, it's so hard for me to accept help. As in, like, minsan parang may ano.
I think that's common, believe it or not.
Oo naman.
May
parang
maraming tao na parang nahihirapan to take to.
For me, it's not hard to accept help. It's hard to ask for help.
Yun din. Ask and accept. And na-realize ko to, like, recently. So, I was bringing my bike inside our apartment building. And then, nagsastruggle na ako na ipasok yung bike in the elevator. And then, a neighbor helped me with the button.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung parang may split second sa utak ko na parang, bakit ka nangyengya? Ganon, in my head. Split
okay.
Second lang.
So, kahit sa strangers, you feel that?
Oo, yung parang feeling ko kasi, kaya ko to.
Ganun. Ako naman baligtad.
But I never really say, like, wala akong, I don't show anything.
For me, I have no trouble asking strangers for help. It's more the people that I know that I don't
know.
Like
I
asking
that.
For help.
Yeah.
I
see, but then,
randos, nako, anytime.
Go
Mano, lang. Can you help me? Ganon. I have no problems. Pero pag kilala ko, mas hirap ako.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Basta ganon.
Okay. Yun. Okay.
So, well, let's end this now because
it could go on and on.
No, and the internet
nakikinig
is
nakikinig ba yung body
like,
language ko? Just revealing it. I'm like...
Sabi nga, ang daming comment kanina na, ano, parang sabi ni Your Cup of Tea, no? Guys, kasi, pag magda-download, per episode, wag per season.
Wala na eh. Bumigay na.
Oo eh, paubos na lang.
Sino magda-download dito?
Hindi namin alam, but you know, hey, we survived.
And it's a weekend.
Yes. It's time for us to go.
And thank you to Nikki once
thank
again.
Thank you, Hot Tub Bakery.
Hot
Tub Bakery.
Me.
Check out her wonderful pies and cookies and
all her goods.
All her good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nikki's goodies. Hot Tub Bakery and follow Nikki Porter as well on Instagram.
All right, but for us, we'll see you on Monday.
The morning. Rush Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.